UFO Reporting Center?
Yeah, I got a doozy for you.
Okay.
Gonna put me into the hospital, I tell you that.
What happened?
I guess I could start from this morning.
Okay.
Dave just didn't seem right. I'm a truck driver. I had a load to Salt Lake City from Banning. I was running with a partner that had the same type of load. He was in front of me. He knew where he was going, so I was following him. His trailer tires on the right rear were basically brand new. Now, they blew out for no reason, both of them. So it caused him to end up staying behind while he gave me directions to go there. Now, I didn't find anything odd about that at the beginning, but it'll get interesting here. Now, it got to be a long day, but in the beginning I was fresh. I started on the way back hallucinating things. I mean, like, my mind wasn't working correctly. I mean, I'm a professional driver. It's never happened to me. But I would see things like dips in the road. I'd dodge them. But then right after I dodged them and realized I was in the other lane, I kind of snapped out of it. And I was good for another, 5 miles. And then it would reoccur again. And this is all the way back from, Utah, As I got up to Nellis Air Force Base, out there in Las Vegas, I had pulled over before then, but then I pulled over again. And it never occurred to me what reason, why did I pull over? Other than that maybe I was hallucinating things. Yeah. Maybe I was tired and I think, well, maybe I should pull over. But it was like something possessed me to pull over. I pulled over, I got out of the truck, kind of stretched. I looked up at the stars. I looked up, and I saw these two, or quite a few of them that were kind of low. And they were like flickering. Dancing around, so to speak. I looked, and they appeared to be no bigger than, they were only on the other side of the freeway. They appeared to be, I thought somebody was there with a flashlight, but then they were a glow. They weren't a beam of light. It was a glow. And I had looked at them for a while, and they were moving back and forth, and they'd move all along the side of this mountain. Now, I got back in the truck. I didn't close the door of the truck. I kind of hung my arms on the side of the door and watched them because it just made me curious. I was thinking to myself, fireflies, but then there's no such thing, Thinking, what could they be? And then it occurred to me, maybe I'm seeing a UFO. I closed the door, and then no sooner did I close that door, that light got bright, and it stopped moving. And I got the feeling that it was staring at me. It scared me. I put the truck in gear, and I started accelerating. I don't know who I cut off on this freeway, but I took off. This thing followed me at a speed that was just unbelievable for about 5 miles, and I was kind of looking out the corner of my eye, feeling that it was staring at me. Now, it kind of veered off, and then it was gone, and I thought about it. I said, God damn, I'll bet this was a UFO. I don't believe it. I'm actually going to be one of these people to report it, that I've seen it. And then I pulled over again. Curiosity killed me, I pulled over again, and I looked, and I seen this light on the opposite mountain. This one was in colors, red, blue, and green. And it appeared the shape of almost like an airplane. But like I said, it wasn't that far above me, and it wasn't that big. It was maybe 3 foot in diameter type of thing, or in, about no longer than 3 foot in length. I shut off the motor in the truck. And there was some traffic, but not very much, The plane was that low, you should be able to hear the engine. I heard nothing. This thing kind of cruised on an angle over the top of my truck, went off to the mountains, went over the mountains, then came back the same direction. I never heard an engine. And it had this most awesome-looking bright laser beam. You know, not a red laser beam, just white color, you know, like a flashlight.
Yeah.
But very sharp, you know, it was a laser. It was very pinpoint, I mean. And it kind of, you know, it was about 300 yards away, and it just kind of grazed the side of the mountain. I mean, like it was looking for something. And then it took off, and I didn't see it. And I looked over again, and I saw a lot of those lights kind of over the air, right over the Air Force Base. And it was like a lot of action over there. I thought, well, maybe the Air Force is doing something. You know, maybe, you know, trying to get it out of my head. You know, why make a prank call to you guys, you know? But then it still was odd. It was bothering me the rest of the way. Now, I still had these hallucinations, being very tired when there would have been no reason for me to be tired. You know, I went into a filling station, and I looking over Vegas. I could still see these lights. Now they're on the southern section of town, western southern section, you know, in the corner there, over, you know, around the Caesar's Palace area.
Yeah.
Now I see these lights. And I showed the guy, pointed him out to this guy at the station. I said, you're probably going to think I'm crazy, but them lights are moving awful weird to me. And they were kind of in a formation. This guy says, oh, it's the airplanes coming in for a landing. So I agreed with him. Just for my own well-being, I figured, well, maybe he's right. That's a logical explanation. But I, for some reason, oh, and then what was really odd is the gas station attendant, I told him I saw this thing and it was like an airplane. He said, did it have green, red, and blue lights? He said, oh, that's a special weapon that the Air Force has come out with. Very sophisticated and top secret. I never even asked him, well, if it's so top secret, first off, what would they be doing flying it over the 15 freeway when there's traffic around? You'd think they'd do that in some rural section of the desert, you know, right over the freeway. And how would he know about it? So I pulled off out of the gas station, side of the road, on my way, you know, coming back to California. I pulled over right as I entered the freeway, I pulled over and looked at those lights, and I watched them. And they weren't in formation anymore. They kind of broke off. Then they'd get back in, then they'd break off. Meanwhile, there was actually planes flying about in that area, but did they see them was the question. Well, I carried on down the freeway and hallucinating again. Pulled off ramps that, for God knows why, I pulled off. I had no idea why I pulled off, but I pulled off. And I got right back on. In fact, I drove right through Baker, and I don't know why I got off the off-ramp. I smacked the brakes once, locked up the trailer, because I thought I saw an animal cross the road. Stupid things. I blacked out at one point, and I was in the next lane. I was in the slow lane all the time, but now I ended up in the next lane. I thought, God, who did I, you know, what's happening to me, you know? I figured, well, maybe I ought to go to sleep. But before I even thought of that, I had pulled over several times now on this highway, over to the side, but then I'd drive right back out again. Now, when I got up to this one section, Razor Road overpass, it was very dark. There was no more traffic. And I had pulled over. A few cars passed me as I pulled over. I crawled in the sleeper. I shut off my headlights, but I left my trailer lights on, and the dash lights included were on.
Yes.
And now I jumped in the sleeper. And now, I hear this short, a massive short, you know, the popping sound of electrical cord. And I looked, and my dash lights are flickering on and off. And I looked in my sight, and this still never occurred to me that, is it a UFO? You know, it's the furthest thing from my mind. And I looked in my rearview mirror, and I saw the actual sparks. I didn't see anybody there, but I saw sparks. And then I saw the trailer lights themselves look like they blew up. I mean, they look like they popped. They got so much voltage, but then they'd come back on slowly till full brightness. Then they'd pop again, then they'd come back on slowly. Then the trailer and truck started bouncing around. I mean, like I was experiencing some massive earthquake. Now, I jumped from the sleeper. Here again, I don't know the reason why I did this. I jumped from the sleeper into the driver's seat, started the truck, had one hand on the steering wheel, one hand on the shifter. Now, when I start the truck, I never put my foot on that gas pedal. My foot's always on the clutch. And the pedal went down on its own automatically. At the same time that happened, the trailer... Oh, God. I'm getting so scared when people can walk indoors now. My air release on the trailer, all the air locks, the buttons got pushed in, and I watched them go in. My fans on the inside of the cooling fans, you know, you're just oscillating fans. They went on, but the switches were in the off position. But they went on. I have chains that are on the back header panel in the back of the cab. The chains were being rattled around. Well, partly probably to do with the bouncing around and all of that. Then, I mean, when I jumped in the driver's seat, though, I got this strange feeling. A cold. I felt cold. Like somebody stuck some electrodes to me. I had some charge that took over me. I put the thing in gear. I didn't do it. Whoever had control of me. This is what's so odd. I mean, I can't deal with this. I let out the clutch. I wanted not to, but I had no choice. I wanted to steer, but it's like something had control of my body steering.
Yeah.
I couldn't let go of the steering wheel. And the truck was bouncing something so fierce, then finally it started taking off. And now I'm on a hill, 6% grade. I parked right at the top. This sucker's going downhill, and I've got no control over it. The thing that's going through my head is dying. And, I'll be damned. Airlocks came on this son of a bitch. Trailer jackknifed. Not very, you know, not such a severe jackknife, but it jackknifed bad enough right in the middle of the freeway. I looked in my mirrors, and I saw a very bright light. I thought cars were coming. Great. Now they're going to rear end me. I'm going to die anyway. Then all of a sudden, like a tornado. Dirt. You know, I was on the freeway. Now, where did the dirt come from? But dirt flew up with leaves and everything in front of it, and I saw this bright light. Boom. It was gone before I could blink my eyes. Now I was able to open the truck door, which I couldn't release the steering wheel before, and I jumped out of the truck. As I jumped out, all these cars start coming up this freeway now. Now there's massive traffic. The only thing I could think of is that all those times I pulled over must not have been the right time for them or something. They had this planned all along. It's so weird to be... It's weird to be talking like this. You'd have to experience this in order to believe me. I'm afraid to walk outside. I won't get back in my truck. They have to come and get it. The company has to come and get it. I'm forfeiting my job. I will never drive again. I will especially never in that truck. I'm frightened to drive my own vehicle. I don't want to go pick up my car. This thing, or whatever it was, had this plan right from this morning. They followed me all this time.
But once it took off, everything was okay?
Yeah, I mean, and it was like a split second after that, this police car comes, highway patrol comes screeching to a skidding halt. I tried to flag people down, and trucks, people, if this truck was in the middle of the road, they would have had to have slowed down, correct, to get around it safely.
Yeah.
Because there's a dirt shoulder now. And on the hard shoulder, there's a dirt divider. These people, almost like they were possessed to run me over. One guy, I heard him accelerate 200 yards. He saw me flagging him down. He accelerated to go around it. I dove out of his way. Then two semis come by, and then two cars after that. And then the that's when the police car had skidded to a stop. And he screamed and yelled at me to get in the effing truck and move it now, or I'm going to jail, this and that, because I could, this could kill somebody. And he was in a very bad mood. I was in hysterics. I ran up to him for help, and I got screamed at. I didn't, it's not, they didn't want explanation. They wanted the truck moved. They forced me to get back in the truck to move it to the next exit. I was frightened to death this whole way. It was 5 miles to the next exit. I mean, pulled the truck off. They were in front of me. I parked it, and I couldn't even open the door. I was shaking so bad. They literally had to help me out. I couldn't talk to them. I couldn't tell them my name. I have tried to hand them my wallet, but they got it for themselves. All of this is too much.
Okay.
I need help. I don't know how to deal with this. It's so strange. I'm frightened to go to sleep. What if they come back? What if this happens to me while I'm sleeping? Or will they harm my wife?
Okay, now are you gonna go ahead and get some sleep now?
I can't. I'm afraid to. Like I said, what if they come back? I always thought of myself as a very strong person. I could take what anybody ever dished out. I can't take this. I'm so weak right now. I want to go to a hospital. I want to have a doctor look after me 24 hours a day, because I'm frightened to be alone. It's like in some ways, maybe I don't even have a choice, because they made that choice for themselves. They got me alone. They tried plenty of times throughout the day, and they made it clear that they were going to. This sounds so weird talking like this. It's like I don't even believe my own self. It happened. And that's the way it's happened. It's so God, it's too real. I wish I could believe this was just a dream. I wish I could just wake up tomorrow and this did not happen, but it did.
Okay, we're going to try to get somebody in there to talk to you. It won't be until later this morning, but we'll see if we can't get somebody in there to talk to you about this.
Okay, come to my house.
Yeah, they'll call ahead of time for an appointment.
I don't know how to explain this to my employer. Can this person maybe help me out with this? I mean, if they honestly, that's what's so hard. You have to have been there in order to believe it. People won't believe you. God.
Now you try to get some rest. I'm sure that nothing else is going to happen. No.
It's happened all day. That's what's worrying me. What's to say it's not going to happen again? All of this. things they've been doing to me all day. The only way I could ever get any sleep is just get myself so damn drunk where I end up passing out. If somebody comes out, I hope he comes out soon.
Okay, we'll try to get him out there as soon as we can.
Okay. They don't have to travel from Washington now.
No. There's people down there in that area.
Okay. So weird. Things you read about and see in the movies, you don't think of it as real or fake. You just don't know.
Right.
And then when something happens to you, to somebody close to you or yourself, now you know what the people are like that are trying to explain that.
Okay, we'll do all we can to help.
Okay, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.